天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。朋友们，不知道你们同意不同意我的说法，其实我们很多人都生活在恐惧当中，怕孤独，怕寂寞，怕没有人爱，更怕失去，怕遭受苦难，当然最可怕的就是死亡。今天麦克牧师要告诉我们，不要害怕，更不要因为害怕而放弃真理，因为基督耶稣已经战胜了死亡和我们一切的恐惧。那现在我们就把时间交给麦克牧师。
We are glad you have chosen to join us.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
And I want to remind you of where we left in the last time.
让我们温习一下上次讲到哪里。
We were talking about fear.
我们谈到有关恐惧这一方面。
And how it plays a very important role in making us ineffective.
它对我们有很大的影响，会使我们失去功效。
And the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
使徒保罗告诉提摩太说，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
And today I want to start from the beginning.
今天我想从起初讲起。
Way back in the creation.
回到神起初创造的时候。
When God created Adam and Eve,
当神创造亚当和夏娃时，
He gave them dominion and power.
神给予他们权力管理大地。
Not fear,
而不是恐惧。
But when sin came into their life,
但当罪进入他们的生命里，
fear haunted them.
恐惧纠缠着他们。
And they were hiding from God.
他们躲避神。
But on the cross,
但在十字架上呢，
Jesus restored to his followers that dominion and authority.
耶稣让信徒重获管理的权利。
Therefore, fear has no place in the life of a brother or a sister in Jesus.
所以在主耶稣里的弟兄姐妹不用再惧怕。
Jesus has given us authority over evil powers.
耶稣已赐下权柄，让我们胜过魔鬼的能力。
Jesus has given us power over rulers and over the powers of spiritual darkness.
耶稣已赐下能力，让我们胜过属灵气的恶魔和管辖幽暗世界的势力。
If you are living in fear,
如果你活在恐惧中，
it is because you don't know how to take authority over these powers of darkness.
是因为你不知道如何使用权柄胜过幽暗的势力。
If you are living in fear,
如果你活在恐惧中，
it is because you do not know how to command these evil spirits to relinquish their hold over you.
是因为你不知道如何命令邪灵不再控制你。
And how to call upon the blood and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
不知如何求告耶稣基督在十字架上流出的宝血和宝血的能力。
Because by his death,
因为借着他的死，
Jesus did not only abolish death for the Christians,
耶稣不但为基督徒废除了死亡，
but he abolished the fear of death.
他更废除了对死亡的恐惧。
I want to tell you today that the Bible speaks of death in three ways.
今天我要告诉你，圣经讲到三种死亡。
First,
第一，
there is a physical death.
是肉身的死亡。
That is a separation of the soul from the body.
就是灵魂离开身体。
Secondly,
第二，
there is the spiritual death.
是灵魂的死亡。
It is a separation of the soul from God.
就是灵魂与神隔离。
Thirdly,
第三，
there is the eternal death.
是永远的死亡。
It is a separation of both body and soul from God forever.
就是身体和灵魂一起永远与神隔离。
All deaths are due to sin.
所有死亡都是因为罪的缘故。
All death are sin's just reward.
所有死亡都是罪有应得。
Yet the Bible teaches that Jesus abolished death.
然而圣经教导说耶稣废除了死亡。
But that does not mean physical death.
但这里并不是指肉身的死亡。
He abolished the second death for the Christian.
他是为基督徒废除了第二种死亡。
Those who have committed their life to Jesus Christ.
那些将生命交给耶稣基督的人。
Those who live under the banner of the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
那些活在耶稣基督主权的旗帜下的人。
They will always be alive.
他们必永远活着。
Whether Christians are physically alive or physically dead, they are always alive.
无论基督徒的肉身或活或死，他们必永远活着。
For the Christian, physical death is no longer the grim monster that frightens us.
对基督徒来说，肉身的死亡已不再是使他们恐惧的猛兽了。
Jesus said in John chapter 11,
耶稣在约翰福音十一章那里说，
To those who have put their trust in him,
信他的人，
that they shall never, never die,
必永远不死。
Is because Jesus died on the cross for me.
因为耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
That they shall never be separated from Christ.
基督徒永不会与基督分离。
They shall never experience the second death.
他们永不会经历第二种死亡。
And because of that,
因此，
Paul is saying to Timothy,
保罗对提摩太说，
What are you afraid of?
你害怕什么呢？
Worst thing they can do to you is kill you.
他们对你所能做的最多就是杀了你。
But that's not the end of your life.
但那不是你生命的终点。
And I want to tell you this morning.
今天我告诉你。
Let me assure you.
让我向你肯定。
That the reason I have victory.
我能得胜的原因。
And that I have victory right now.
为什么现在我得到胜利。
The reason I am not afraid of Satan and his tricks.
为什么我不怕撒旦和他的诡计？
The reason that I'm not afraid of what men can do to me.
为什么我不怕人如何对待我？
The reason I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
为什么我不以耶稣基督的福音为耻？
And because he died for me, I have victory now.
都是因为耶稣为我死，才使我今天能得胜。
I know that.
我知道。
Through Christ.
借着基督。
I am already passed from death to life.
我可以出死入生。
I know that.
我知道。
Through Christ.
借着基督。
I am seated with God in the heavenlies.
我可以与神同坐在天上。
If you have a Bible, look at verse 10.
如果你有圣经，请看提摩太后书第一章第十节。
Jesus Christ has destroyed death.
耶稣基督已经把死废去。
And brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
When my body gives up living,
当我的身体不再存活，
which one day it will,
总有一天是这么样的。
I have a glorified body awaiting me on the other side.
我将会有一个荣耀的身体在永恒里等着我。
And that is why Paul said,
因此保罗说，
I should not be overly concerned about what will happen to me.
我不需要担忧有什么事发生在我身上。
I am not afraid of this prison that I'm in.
我不怕被困在监狱里。
I am not afraid when they chop my head off.
我不怕他们会砍我的头。
What is frightening you?
你害怕些什么呢？
Do you think you may end up in prison for the gospel's sake?
你是不是怕为福音的缘故被关进监牢呢？
Or will you lose a friend?
或失去朋友呢？
Or you may be passed over for promotion?
或失去升职的机会？
Some of you may lose business deals because you stood up for righteousness.
你可能会因持守公义而失去一笔生意。
Some of you might be shunned by people because of the stand you take.
有人会因你的立场而避开你。
Even your family or your spouse may walk out on you simply because of your faith.
甚至你的家人或是你的配偶因你的信仰而离开你。
For righteousness' sake, you may even lose your life.
为着公义，甚至使你丧失生命。
But you would not have lost everything.
但你不会失去一切。
In verse 12, Paul said,
保罗在第十二节说，
Therefore I suffer and I'm not ashamed.
为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。
Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你曾经问过自己这个问题吗？
What is it about the gospel of Jesus Christ that makes people oppose us and hate us?
在耶稣基督的福音里，有什么地方令人反对和憎恨我们呢？
The answer is really more simple than you think.
其实答案比你想象的简单多了。
God saves his people by grace and not by works.
人得救是靠神的恩典，而不是靠行为。
Well, someone may say, but why should this upset people?
你可能会问，那么人们为什么因此而反感呢？
The natural mind of the unregenerated man
那些不可悔改的人自然会这么想。
does not want to have to admit to the gravity of his sin and guilt.
他不愿意承认罪的严重性。
He does not want to admit his inability to save himself.
他不愿意承认没有能力救自己。
He does not want to admit that somebody else died on the cross to save them.
他不愿意承认居然有人为他死在十字架上来拯救他。
Someone explained it this way.
有人这么解释。
Many today have surrendered to the preaching of man and his merit instead of Christ and his cross.
今天许多人因着某人的功劳和他所传讲的信息而委身，却不是因基督和他的十字架。
These same fearful and misguided souls have substituted the one for the other.
这些恐惧和被误导的灵魂，以其他人代替了独一的主。
In order that they might not be persecuted for the cross of Christ.
以为这样他们就可以避免为基督的十字架遭受逼迫。
What is Timothy to do?
那么提摩太该怎么做呢？
What are you to do?
你该怎么做呢？
Timothy is to guard the truth.
提摩太要持守真理。
He is to follow it.
他要遵从真理。
He is to follow it literally because it is God's blueprint.
他要完全照着真理而行，因为这是神的计划。
And we are to do the same.
我们也要照样行。
Listen to verse 13 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy.
请看提摩太后书一章十三节。
Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
The word that is translated here, the pattern of sound words,
这里翻译为纯正话语的规模，原文的字眼。
It is the same word which is used for architectural drawing,
等同于建筑蓝图一样。
What happens if the builder decides to leave out a column or two out of the blueprint?
如果建筑工人决定不照着设计图样删除其中一部分的话，会有什么事发生呢？
The building sooner or later will cave in.
那建筑物迟早会塌陷。
And that is the way in the Christian life.
基督徒的生命也是这样。
The blueprints for a Christian home
基督徒家庭的蓝图
is given to us in the scripture.
已经在圣经里了。
And when we tamper with them,
如果我们篡改它，
when we change them,
如果我们改变它，
When we move them around,
如果我们更动它，
our homes collapse.
我们的家就会崩溃。
The blueprint for sound business practice are given to us in the Word of God.
神的话已经把正当做生意的蓝图给了我们。
If you start tampering with these ethical and fiscal principles,
如果你篡改这些道德上和财政上的原则，
sooner or later your business will fail.
你的事业迟早会失败。
The blueprint for living a godly and righteous life are given to us in the Word of God.
神的话已经把圣洁和正直生活的蓝图给了我们。
If you begin to compromise here,
如果你开始妥协
or skip there,
或忽略它，
then sooner or later you'll become spiritually dry.
你的灵性迟早会枯干。
And your appetite for God and for His Word will go away.
你渴慕神和他话语的心会渐渐消失。
Your desire for Christian fellowship will wither.
你追求基督徒团契的心会渐渐枯萎。
And you will develop a critical and judgmental attitude.
你会形成好批评、好论断的态度。
The Apostle Paul is telling us to follow the pattern of sound words without deviation.
使徒保罗告诉我们要常常守着纯正话语的规模，不可偏差。
We are to follow the form without trying to improve on it.
我们要照着这模式，不要尝试改变它。
We are to follow the blueprints without any modification.
我们要照着蓝图而行，不做任何修改。
And that is why Paul tells Timothy,
因此保罗对提摩太说,
and tells us,
也对我们说,
not only that we must do this,
不但我们必须这么做,
but to keep on doing it,
还要继续不断地做下去,
and that we never give up,
我们永不放弃。
I want you to listen very carefully to me.
请你留心听着。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Salvation is by grace.
你们得救是本乎恩。
Grace alone and nothing but grace.
唯独恩典，除了恩典之外，再没有其他的了。
But in the process of growing up in the Christian life,
但在基督徒生命成长的过程中，
it is a partnership between us and God.
神与我们是伙伴的关系。
You do your part and God does his part.
你做你分内的，神做他分内的。
If you seek him,
你若寻求神，
he will reveal himself to you.
神必向你显明。
If you knock on his door,
你若叩他的门，
he will open the door.
他必为你开门。
If you call upon him,
你若求告他，
he will answer you.
他必应允你。
If you walk with him,
你若与神同行，
he will walk with you.
他必与你同行。
If you delight yourself in him,
你若讨神的喜悦，
he will give you the desire of your heart.
他必赐给你所渴求的。
If you draw near to him,
你若靠近神，
he will draw near to you.
他必靠近你。
If you ask,
你若祈求，
you will receive from him.
就必得着。
And that is why the Apostle Paul says in verse 12,
因此使徒保罗在第十二节说，
I know whom I have believed.
我知道我所信的是谁。
And I know that he is able to keep me faithful.
也深信他能保守我忠心。
I know that he is able to keep and guard the truth of the gospel.
我知道神能够保守和维护福音真理。
I know that he has the power to empower me to hold on to it until the end.
我知道神会赐给我能力持守真理直到最后。
Paul knew that there were some heretics in his time.
保罗知道那时他们中间有异端邪说。
As we have heretics in our time.
就像今天我们也有异端邪说。
Paul knew.
保罗知道。
That there are those who are bent on corrupting the gospel.
有些人一心想败坏福音。
That there are those who are determined on robbing the church.Of its priceless treasure.
有些人决心要夺取教会的无价之宝。
And that treasure which is entrusted to us by God.
这宝藏就是神交付给我们的。
But Paul is saying, don't be afraid.
但保罗说，不要惧怕。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I know that he is able to protect it and keep it safe down to the last generation.
因为我知道神能够保护他并保全他直到最后的一代。
As if Paul to be saying in these colloquial words,
保罗好像用俗话说，
Timothy,
提摩太啊，
You don't have to feel that you can do it all on your own strength.
你不要以为必须靠自己的能力来做。
Why?
为什么？
Because God is able.
因为神是有能力的。
Or as if he's saying,
或者他会说，
Timothy,
提摩太，
You don't have to feel that you are in charge.
你不要以为凡事都要你负责。
All you need to do is be faithful and ask God to help you.
你只要忠心并求神帮助你。
Can you imagine hearing Paul saying to Timothy?
你能不能想象你听见保罗对提摩太说，
Timothy,
提摩太，
be on guard and ask God to uphold you.
要守住 并求神扶持你。
Do this, Timothy.
提摩太，就这么做。
And do it urgently.
赶紧去做。
Because of what is happening in the church in Asia.
因为在亚细亚教会所发生的事。
I'm sure by now you're asking the question.
我知道你现在要问。
And you're saying, what was happening in the church of Asia at that time?
你问，当时亚细亚教会发生了什么事呀？
Well, the believers there were turning against the Apostle Paul.
当时有些信徒反对使徒保罗。
They were defecting and deserting the faith.
他们背叛并离弃了信仰。
And Paul said,
保罗说,
that with the exception of Onesiphorus,
除了阿尼瑟弗,
and his family,
和他的一家,
they were all embarrassed and ashamed to be called Christians.
其他人都因被称为基督徒而感到尴尬和羞耻。
They were all afraid to be associated with Paul.
他们害怕被保罗牵连。
Some Christians around you may have sold out to the modern demand.
有些基督徒为了现代的潮流出卖自己。
And wanted the church and the church leaders to tickle their ears.
要求教会和教会的领袖投其所好。
Some Christians may have defected on the demands of the gospel.
有些基督徒可能已背叛了福音的要求。
And they don't want to call sin sin.
他们不想称罪为罪。
And they call it something else.
他们以别的名称取而代之。
Like a mistake.
比如称罪为过失。
Some Christians may have weakened their resolve to uphold the truth of the gospel.
有些基督徒可能减弱了坚守福音真理的决心。
Some Christians may have followed blindly after an apostate leadership.
有些基督徒可能盲目地跟从了叛教者的领导。
But you, Timothy,
至于你，提摩太啊，
you must know that the ground of your confidence,
你必须知道你信心的根基是什么。
Is not in public opinions.
不是随从公众的意见
but in Jesus Christ,
而是在耶稣基督里的
who is the guardian,
谁是看守者呢
and the grantor of the gospel,
谁是福音的赐予者呢
someone said,
有人说
God did not run his laws through church committee to see how they affect attendance,
神并没让教会的委员会试验神诫命的可行性看看会不会影响出席的人数。
He did not field test them with Gallup polls to see how they would affect his popularity rating.
神没有以他的诫命做民意调查，看看会不会影响他受欢迎的程度。
No.
没有。
And that is why Paul is saying this.
因此保罗说
Don't be afraid, Timothy.
提摩太，你不要害怕。
God will never allow the light of the gospel to be extinguished.
神绝不容许福音之光熄灭。
God will never be without a witness.
神永不缺少见证人。
Until Jesus comes back.
直到主耶稣再回来。
He entrusted the gospel to us.
他将福音托付我们。
But he did not abdicate it.
但他不是这样丢给我们就不加理会了。
He is watching over it.
他仍然看守着。
He preserved the truth.
他保全真理。
And he is committing it to the church.
神将福音托付给教会。
We know this because we know whom we have believed.
我们知道，因为我们知道所信的是谁。
He is trustworthy.
他是可靠的。
You can trust him.
你可以信靠他。
Even when things are not working out the way you'd like them to.
纵使你的遭遇并不如意
you can trust him.
你可以信靠他
Even when you don't seem to find a shady place of protection from the burning heat of life.
纵使你在压力重重的人生中似乎仍未找到硬币和保障
You can trust God.
你可以信靠神
And you can say with the Apostle Paul.
你可以像使徒保罗同样的说
I know, but I know, but I know.
我知道，因为我知道，因为我知道。
Whom I have believed.
我所信的是谁。
And I am persuaded.
我也深信
that he is able to keep that which he has committed to me，
他能保全他所交托我的。
Against that day，
直到那日。
Can you say that today with us？
今天你愿意与我们一起这么说吗？
Will that be the motto of your life？
你愿意以此为人生的座右铭吗？
Would be the prayer of your heart？
你愿意以此为你心中的祷告吗？
It is my prayer that this will be your prayer。
希望这也成为你的祷告。
May God bless you。
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
朋友们，非常感谢您的收听。说到死这个字，是中国人最忌讳的了。为什么呢？就是因为害怕。前段时间在国内很火的电影《非诚勿扰二》，香山在自己的人生告别会中说了一句话，真的是道出了我们很多人对死亡的恐惧。当乌桑问香山怕不怕死时，香山是这样说的：怕，像走夜路敲黑门，你不知道门后面是五彩世界还是万丈深渊。怕一脚踏空，怕不是结束而是开始。对于没有信仰的人来说，死是结束很可怕，死不是结束更可怕。看了这部电影，我最大的感触就是我是幸运的，因为我相信神就是我脚前的灯，路上的光，耶稣就是道路、真理和生命。所以即使我有时软弱了、害怕了，神耶稣就是我战胜恐惧的力量。当然，正在听我们节目的朋友们，你们也是幸运的，因为有这样的机会听到了福音，听到了真理。我真心的盼望大家能够靠着主走出恐惧，活出平安，活出喜乐来。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
承认自己不完美，想得太多，怕被拒绝被冷落，没人理我，把伤感情话受挫，日子难过，心情像走在钢索，快要坠落。星星就